This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. All year before me, alhamdulillah. Today's a bit of a strange day. Sometimes you don't know what to talk about, you have to figure out. And then there's so much to talk about. There's of course Hajj and Gaza. Do we focus on that? There is a country, we just had elections. We are looking to rebuild a new country. There's Qurban that's happening today. And there's Youth Day as well. The 16th of June is Youth Day. And then, of course, we have a day that is very neglected, Father's Day. I always mention Father's Day is the most neglected. Even we didn't get our own day today, we had to share it with the youth and La Barang. You know, last on the Alhamdulillah. And, of course, is it a celebration? And some may ask, is there even anything worth celebrating when you look at the Ummah? You know, you put the one channel on, subhanAllah, and you see 2 million people being displaced from their homes. 2 million people running away from bombs, from genocide. And you change the channel and you see, mashallah, over 2 million of the ummah united on Arafah, standing together. And this just shows you the highs and the lows of the ummah. The our weakest points and our greatest points. Our moment of shame and our moment of pride. And subhanAllah, how do you link all these things together? And if you read Surah Al-Hajj, it's the only surah in the Quran that has two sajidas. It is the surah that of course speaks about Hajj, but it was also the first surah where Allah legislated jihad. In the first ayah where Allah allowed jihad was in Surah Al-Hajj. Because it is about, Hajj is symbolic of us as a nation. It is us as a people. And us moving forward as an ummah. And if you look at the ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, and it speaks to so many things that's happening today. Allah, one of the great prophecy or the great ayah, which we all know, when Allah said to Nabi Ibrahim, when he was man alone, when things look desperate, how do we actually build, how do we move forward? Allah said, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. You just call them to make Hajj. Sometimes we are so worried about the big things, and we should be worried about the big things. So how do we change the world? How do we change the ummah? How do we fix Palestine and all of that? Allah says, وَأَذِّنْ بِالنَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. You do what you need to do. You build the Kaaba and you make an adhan. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيكٍ. Allah says, they will come to you, they will come to Mecca from every part of the world. You, Ibrahim, you do your part and I do the rest. And they will come and they would witness the blessings and the benefits of Allah. And they would, from all over the world, every single country, they will come and they will qurban on these holy days and they will make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will make takbir. They will glorify Allah and they will qurban from the animals which Allah has given. And then Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِنَّا with regards to qurban. Why do we qurban? Allah says, so eat from it. وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. And share it with the poor. On this day, millions and millions of poor people are going to eat. Millions and millions of poor people are going to have a meal. And that is the purpose of, one of the purpose of Hajj and Qurban. We show the greatness of the Ummah. And we show the kindness of the Ummah. We share the blessings that Allah has given us with those less fortunate. As I said in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah says, we establish you as an Ummah. We give you a Qibla. We give you a place that you will turn to. You will mention the rituals and the rites of Allah. It is also when that ummah is under siege and attacked. It was in Hajj, Surah Al-Hajj, after about 15 years of persecution, where Allah gave the green light for jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلُّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah says that indeed He will defend His believers. That He will stand in defense of His believers and He hates those who are ungrateful and deceitful. And Allah says, Allah says, I give you now permission, O Muslims, to fight back because you have been oppressed. I give you permission to fight back because you have been oppressed. And give you permission to fight against those who have given, that have wronged you. And Allah is truly capable and power has power over all things. They, Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Now, the relevance of the ayah, Allah says, who are these people that were harmed? Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Those who were expelled from their homes. بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Without any reason. They were pushed out of their homes. إِلَّا أَن يَقُولَ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Their only crime was, they said, Allah is our Lord. This is as if Allah is talking about the people of Gaza. It's as if though Allah is talking about the people of Gaza. Of course, this was the Muhajirin of Mecca. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you are being pushed out of your homes, your land is being taken, you're being persecuted of your religion, then there can be no greater cause, no better cause than to fight back. And you are on the haq when you stand with this side of people. And Allah mentions that He will always, whenever there's an oppressor, Allah will bring another counterbalance to bring that oppressor down, to prevent the destruction of masajid and synagogue. In fact, Allah mentions here the reason why Allah prevents an aggressor from flourishing is to prevent the destruction of monasteries and churches and synagogues and masajid. In the Quran, Allah does not like to see any places of worship being harmed or attacked. So this is in Surah Hajj. It is the moment where we see the izzah and the strength of this ummah, and it is a message where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we need to defend this ummah in the time of great persecution. And as for us here in South Africa, as we build a new nation, interestingly in Surah Hajj, Allah speaks about the most nations that are destroyed. Allah lists all of them. The people of Lut and Ad and Thamud, Allah mentions all of them that failed and they were destroyed. But then Allah says, as for the alladhina immakkannahum fil ard, and this is for the people in parliament, I hope they're listening. Allah says, as for you, who I have given permission to rule in the land, aqamu salah, that they should establish salah, they should establish the worship of Allah, wa atu zakah, and they should give charity to the poor, they should give zakah. Their mandate is to establish Allah's worship in the land, and then to ensure the weakest, the most underprivileged, the most destitute people are taken care of. Wa'muru bil ma'ruf, and they should stand up and encourage what is right. Wanahu anil munkar, and stand against what is wrong. Walillahi aqibatul umur, and to Allah, Allah will ensure the outcome of all your affairs. Allah mentions that the successful rulers are the ones who rule like this. If you want to build a nation, this is the framework. And also, interestingly, you don't have to be the president of the country to establish salah. We have, alhamdulillah, built our own masajid. We as an ummah, yeah, we as a nation in South Africa, we didn't have the help of anybody else. And maybe one of the lessons we take out, no one is coming to our rescue. No political party is going to help us. We have survived, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah and our own ingenuity for the last 400 years. And to move forward, we should do the exact same things. We establish our own masajid, our own madaris. If 99% of the country is not going to establish la ilaha illallah, we'll do it for their sake. And if they are not going to feed the poor, we will feed the poor. And if they won't stand up against injustice, then we will do so. And that is, as Allah says, and to Allah belongs the end results. The outcome is with Allah. You just build the Kaaba, Ibrahim, make adhan, the Hajj will happen. You, O Muhammad, you make the hijrah, you will conquer the world. You, O Muslimin, you establish what is right, and Allah will give you success. Now moving on to Father's Day, Youth Day. SubhanAllah, in the Hajj, of course, we have a father and a son. Today's whole ritual of Qurban is a father and his son. And we have the example of Nabi Ibrahim, where Allah says, when Nabi Ismail was old enough, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُ سَعْيَا, when he became old enough to walk or to help him, Nabi Ibrahim is given this dream. And after years of longing to see his son, the greatest joy of his life, he says, my son, إِنِّي أَرَافِي مَنَامِ, I see in my sleep that I'm going to slaughter you, that I'm going to qurban you. What do you say, O Ismail? And the son says to his dad, يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, O my father, do as Allah has commanded. We, inshallah, will be okay. And this is what tawakkal means. And again, for us in times of a lot of confusion, where we don't know where we're going, Nabi Ibrahim was sure Allah is not going to kill my son. And Nabi Ismail was sure Allah is not going to cause me to die. But we follow the command, even though it looks like I'm heading off the cliff. I follow the command, and inshallah things will be okay. And Allah says, once they aslama, falamma aslama, once they submitted to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is all you need to do. You submit and you surrender, and I will open a path for you like you could not imagine. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, saved Nabi Ismail, said, and gave a great ritual to all of mankind. Now, of course, here the message is an ummah, a nation. We talk about this khutbah is about building a nation. And what is a nation? Other than fathers and sons and daughters and mothers. That if the family is established, alhamdulillah, even if the world is falling apart, even when your government is falling apart, even if your masjid is falling apart, alhamdulillah, if a family unit is on haqq, one family changed the world. One father and son changed the entire world. And that is the message that we go out with. And the call to action, Allah in Surah Al-Hajj, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, you want to change the world? You want the big things to happen? You want to see? You don't have to be the president of the country. You don't have to be on Arafah to have success. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, irka'u, make ruku, wasjudu, and make sujood, wa'abudu, and worship Allah, waf'alu al-khayr, and do as much good as you can, la'allakum tuflihun, and inshaAllah you will be successful. Wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadihi, and strive and struggle in all forms of jihad as is due to Allah. Huwa ajtabakum, He has chosen you, O Muslims. He has chosen you, O Muslims. The Hajis feel very fortunate that of the billions of Muslims, they were selected. Well, of the millions and Muslims of South Africans, Allah has selected you and me to be here today. Have selected us for Islam. We felt so weak when we said we're only 5% in this country on the votes. Of the 99%, 95% of the country who didn't get Hidayah, Allah had given it to us. He chose you. Allah says, He chose you, O Muslims. مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, and He did not give upon you an impossible religion. He gave you an easy religion, a religion which you can practice. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, it is the way of Ibrahim. You are the closest people to Nabi Ibrahim. Everyone on earth tries to with Abrahamic accords, trying to follow Nabi Ibrahim. Allah says, who on earth are the people that follow the Qurban of Nabi Ibrahim? Who are the people on earth that worship like Nabi Ibrahim? It is this ummah. You are that ummah. Huwa sammakum al-muslimin, Allah says, and I am the one that gave you the title of Muslimin. No other religion on earth. You open the Bible, you won't find the word Christian. You open the Old Testament, you won't find Jew in the Old Testament. It is the only religion on earth where Allah says, I have named you, your religion is Islam, and your religion, and you are Muslimin. وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولَ شَهِيدًا, so that the Nabi will be a witness over you. Nabi Muhammad SAW will witness over us on the day of Qiyamah. And so that you can be a witness over mankind. That you can be an example for mankind. O Muslimin, Allah says, you have a great privilege when He made you Muslims. And He made you a witness over mankind. فَأَقِيمُ, so what do I do, Ya Allah? Again, back to those simple commandments Allah gives the government, Allah gives to us. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, so do your best, establish your salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give charity, feed the poor, help the ones in that is are destitute. وَأَعْتَصِمُ بِاللَّهِ, and unite and stand firmly with Allah. Unite and hold on to Allah's rope. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, He is your protector. He is the one that's coming to help. We ask, who's going to save us? No political party, no government, no Arab state, no great Muslim army is going to come. Allah says, Huwa mawlaakum, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And who is better than Allah as a protector? And who is better than Allah as an assistant? So that is why we celebrate. In the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of all the sadness, we celebrate because Allah says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah. The symbols of Allah is Qurban, coming to the Masjid for Eid. Eid is Sunnah, Qurban is Sunnah. You don't need to do these things, but you've taken the time to do so. The Hajjis, no one compelled them to go on Hajj. They did it themselves, out of their own. And Allah says, and whoever honors the sanctity of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, and this is an indication of the taqwa of your heart. The fact that you are here affirms that you have taqwa in your heart. And when the whole world is moving to a state of ilhad, moving away from God, ask how many churches are empty today, how many synagogues are empty, who are the people that still worship Allah religiously? It is this ummah. We are the last ummah on earth that still stands for La ilaha illallah. We are the last ummah on earth, from young little boys to senior gentlemen here, we still come and we honor the sanctity of Allah. Across the world, the sanctity of Allah has been lost. It is only this ummah that still makes the takbir, that praises Allah, that does the qurban. And Allah says, because of this, walhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, there is something worth celebrating. It is something worth being proud of. And so, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this ummah izzah. As we end this Hijri year and start a new year, may it be better than last year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that this ummah finds peace and security. And may Allah preserve us and grant victory to our brothers in Palestine. Ameen. We make a show of this Umar Shabudin. He was passed away 4 years ago. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon him, to grant him Jannatul Firdaus and all those who have passed away. May Allah make their graves wide. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Hujjaj Hajj Mabrur. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. We now put any announcements? No? And we'll start, inshallah, with the salah.